We continue our learning. We're in Adios, Perikim, Mishnah Yud. There are three areas of halacha where Ram Gamliel was strict and followed the opinion of Beis Shammai. These Mishnayos, the next several Mishnayos, are found in Maseches Beis, so we've studied them already. And here we're listing them because, as we've had in the many Mishnayos, Shlosha Dvarim, Arvid Tzadok was Metamir, B'Chachamim, Metayer. Four things, Ram Gamliel was Metamir, Chachamim, Metayer. So we have three things where Ram Gamliel was strict following the opinion of Beis Shammai. Typically, we reject Beis Shammai for Beis Hillel's opinion. But nonetheless, here Ram Gamliel felt we should be strict like the opinion of Beis Shammai. So halacha number one is Ein Tomnin Es Hachamin Miyom Tov L'Shabbos. This halacha has to do with Erev Tavshilin, but we studied this already when we studied Beitzah, so we're not going to go through the background of Erev Tavshilin, where we know through this setting aside of a cooked food, or cooked in a baked food maybe, we're able to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. But Beis Shammai's opinion regarding Erev Tavshilin is the following. The Braisa says, Beis Shammai Omrim, Ein Ofin Elohim Kain Erev Bepas, Vein Mebashlin Elohim Kain Erev Betavshil, Vein Tomnin Elohim Kain Hayu Chamin Temunin Me Erev Yom Tov. So Beis Shammai is of the opinion that if you want to bake from Yom Tov to Shabbos, you have to set up a baked food on Erev Yom Tov. And if you want to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, you have to set aside a cooked food. And if you want to do hatmana, insulating food from Yom Tov for the purposes of Shabbos, then part of your Erev has to be a food that was insulated. That's Beis Shammai's opinion. Beis Hillel says no. It's enough to have a tavshil. Language of Beis Hillel is, there's still omer in the braisa, ma'arev adam b'tavshil echad, you have one cooked food, you cook an egg, and that's sufficient you to do whatever you like. You want to cook, you want to bake, you want to do insulation, is all permitted according to Beis Hillel. Our custom is to have a cooked and a baked food, but the strict letter of the law is that a cooked food is sufficient to do whatever you like. So Rabban Gamliel was machmir like Beis Shammai, that if you would like to insulate, that's what the Mishnah means, that you're not permitted to insulate water, hot water, to make sure that it remains hot from Yom Tov to Shabbos, unless you had set up an Eruv where there was food or water that was hot, that was insulated prior to that. So each activity, the baking, the insulating, and the cooking, all needs in advance an Eruv Tavshilin according to Beis Shammai, and Rav Gamliel followed that opinion. Then in halacha number two, Vein Zokfin Es HaMenorah B'Yom Tov. Beis Shammai was strict and said, we're speaking about a menorah of chulios. It's made of different parts that stick together, that was dismantled on Yom Tov. It's not real bone. Beis Shammai is of the opinion that you're not allowed to put them back like Lego or something. You can't put them back together. And to lizkofes hamenorah, zokfin means to keep it zokef kufim, keep it upright. You're not allowed to put it together so that the menorah now stands erect on Yom Tov, because Beis Shammai believed that this looks like bone. Beis Hillel is of the opinion, ein binyan bekalim, this is a kli, and bona does not apply to kalim. There's some discussion about that. Sounds like, according to some, binyan does apply to kalim. And one answer to explain Beis Hillel's opinion is, ain binyan mekalim, when it's not real bona, when it's something that can easily be taken apart, like the menorah of chulios that we're speaking of over here. So Beis Shammai, and therefore Ram Gamliel, was strict that you're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov to assemble this menorah, this candelabra, of these pieces, because it looks like bone. The Ein Ofin Pitin Gritzin El Rekikin. Halacha number three, where Rabbi Gamliel is machal like Beis Shammai, and that is on Yom Tov we were allowed to bake, but Beis Shammai was strict and says you're not allowed to bake Pitin Gritzin, which are very large loaves of bread, El Rekikin. You could only bake thin loaves of bread. Why? So Beis Shammai says, we're afraid that this is going to involve a tercha yisera. It's going to involve the extra exertion, which we try to avoid on Yom Tov. So Beis Shammai says the larger loaves, or maybe many loaves, maybe speaking about quantity, Beis Shammai says we should not do. Beis Hillel says this is acceptable. What's wrong? You're allowed to bake on Yom Tov, so you're allowed to bake larger loaves. You can make a great quantity, and it's not a problem. And not only that, you'll say it's a tercha yisera. No, On the contrary, the bread bakes better when there's more bread in the oven. So the larger the loaves or the more quantity of loaves you have in the oven, the better everything is going to bake. Amar Rav Gamliel, so Rav Gamliel comes to support his position by the following story. Mimein shel beis aba lo hayu ofen pitin gritzen l'rikikin. I can tell you that that even in my father's house, Rav Shimon Gamliel ben Gamliel hazaken, they were machmir not to bake on Yom Tov these very large loaves, but rather thin loaves. So it seems that that's what they followed, that practice, to be strict like Beis Shammai. Omulo, the Chacham said, they were being machmir for themselves, but that's not that they didn't give that psak halacha for the rest of Am Yisrael. Umana asel beis avichok, what can we do for your father's house? You machmir al atzman. They were machmir for themselves, but umikilin al Yisrael lihios ofin pitin gritzen vachori. They, although they were machmir for themselves, they were lenient for others and allowed people to bake on Yom Tov very thick loaves and even chori, which is where you bake bread. Very large loaves of bread on coals, which involves a great tircha, they would allow that as well. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Af hu ha'amar shlosh d'zorma l'hakel. Rav Gamliel, from the previous Mishnah, although he was machmir in three areas like Beis Shammai, he said three things that where he was mekel against the opinion of the Chachamim. What's that? Number one, Mechabdin Bein Hamitos. So number one, he would allow, Gamliel would allow you on Yom Tov to sweep the between the beds. Now the beds we're speaking about are the beds, the couches that people would recline upon when they ate. The tables that they had were small and they would roll them in and out, but the couches stayed put. Between the couches, you have crumbs that would fall. So he would allow you to sweep in between the couch is on Yom Tov. What's the potential problem? So the problem is what we call mashve gumos. Shvuye gumos means on dirt floors, which is the floors that they had, the dirt floors were afraid that if you sweep, you're going to even out the floor. Evening out the floor is in a house is considered a problem of bone. So we should be concerned about that. And in fact, that's the halacha in the rest of the house. When you have a dirt floor, you're not permitted to sweep it. The city generally has a regular floor, so then people can sweep on the regular floors, but no issue of mashve gumos. But when they have dirt floors, so you're not allowed to sweep around on the floor on Shabbos. That's a potential problem of bone of Shabbos and Yom Tov. But nonetheless, between the beds, the Chachamim were strict and said you can't sweep between the beds, between the couches that people recline upon to get to sweep out all of the crumbs, the breadcrumbs, because they're afraid if we allow you to do that, you're going to do it in the rest of the house. And Gamliel says, no, people know the difference. Between the couches, you're not going to have a problem of mashve gumos. It's a small area. It's not going to even out the floor anyway. And people aren't going to, we don't have to be worried that maybe you're going to sweep in the rest of the house. So that was one area. Mechabdin, you're allowed permitted to sweep. Bein hamitos. Number two, Rabbi Gamliel allowed, against the opinion of the Chachamim, umanichin es hamugmar biyom tov. Mugmar is incense. People would put some incense on top of coals so that it would really be a nice fragrance in the room when they would eat. And the question is this allowed on Yom Tov? On Yom Tov, we know we're able to do malachos for ochel nefesh, and not only malachos for ochel nefesh, but mitoch shehutra litzorech hutra namishalo litzorech ochel nefesh. Once we allow a malacha, according to Beis Hillel's opinion, we allow you to do a malacha for ochel nefesh, so you can even, let's say, warm up water for washing, even though washing your hands and feet, whatever it is, your face, the Mishnah says in Beitzah, because you're allowed to warm up water for the purposes of cooking. That's the concept of mitoch. And Rav Gamliel says, though, he goes further and says that when it comes to mugmar, so mugmar incense is something that is almost like ochel nefesh, because it's something that there's hanas haguf, the body is getting hana, the same way the body gets hana from food that you eat, the body gets hana from the fact that you're able to smell this nice fragrance. Why would the Chachamim say this is not allowed? It certainly should be allowed, even if you don't call it ochel nefesh, you should call it at least mitoch, that the same way you can do ignite, and here, this is really what you're doing. You're doing the malach of havara, you're igniting, putting something on a flame. So something that's cooking, something that's using the fire to put the incense upon it. So this should be allowed according to Chachamim, even if it's not for food, as long as there's a Yom Tov need. There seems to be Yom Tov need. So the answer is, this is what we call something that's not a davar hashtava l'chol nefesh. It's not something literally that's equal for everybody. The halacha is that when it comes, it says in the pasuk in Parshas Bo, "Ach asher yachel l'chol nefesh, hu levado yeyoser lachem." What am I permitted to do on Yom Tov? I'm allowed to cook, and I can do even other malachos. Assuming that they are the general cooking malachos of what we speak about, cooking and baking and havara, kneading, carrying, these are allowed even for non-ochel nefesh purposes if they have a yom tov need, but only where it's a davar hashem l'chol nefesh, where the average person needs such a thing. So cooking, yes, and baking, yes. But mugmar, this is not something that the average person needs. This is a big question about when people are smoking on Yom Tov. It's clearly not a davar hashem l'chol nefesh, so we shouldn't allow the lighting of a fire, of a flame, in order to light up a cigarette on Yom Tov, besides the problem of course, of putting our lives at risk in jeopardy. So says Rabbi Gamliel, Mugmar is allowed on Yom Tov, even though it's not a davar hashem l'chol nefesh, and according to the Chacham, it's not allowed because it's not something only very pampered people, very spoiled people would mufunakim would use the mugmar, but the average person does not need it, and therefore it's not allowed on Yom Tov. And finally, number three, where Rabbi Gamliel was lenient, va'osin gedim kulas belele psachim. Gedim kulas is when you have a goat; it's completely roasted. The head and the and limbs, etc., and you take the intestines out of it, and this is all over a spit, exactly the way they prepare the Korban Pesach. So Rav Gamliel was of the opinion that you're allowed to do that nowadays. You're allowed to make a gedim kulas, roasted meat on a spit, etc., like a Korban Pesach, on Leil Pesach, and eat it at the Seder. There's no problem with that at all. The Chachamim and the Chachamim say that's prohibited, and we follow the opinion of the Chachamim that we don't allow such a thing. People shouldn't think that you're eating the Korban Pesach outside Yerushalayim, outside the Beis HaMikdash. So in order to remind people that Korban Pesach has to be eaten only within the walls of Yerushalayim, and you have to bring it as a korban in the Beis HaMikdash, therefore we avoid eating this Gedim Mekulas on Pesach, and we are strict. Not only do we not have a Gedim Mekulas, where it's you have the spit and the intestines outside and the whole body all together, but we avoid having roasted meat the night of the Seder for the same reason, following the opinion of the Chachamim against Rav Gamliel, who was lenient.